Proclamation number 4346 of 22nd of June, 1948. Lack of understanding of people without love. Only the person who lives in love can have a full understanding of the truth. Understand this and don't be surprised about the general public's lack of understanding of your explanations and teachings. Understand that they'll lack the key to truth as long as their hearts are untouched by love. For they walk without me, who myself is love. But I am truth the one, which is why truth cannot be thought of without love. Truth emanates from me, so how can it find entrance where the door is closed to me myself through unconditionedness, where I myself cannot enter in the form of love? No matter how clever and wise a person may appear in the world, he can have great knowledge of the world at his disposal, but if he lacks love he walks in error, his field of vision is clouded, he only sees real things but not the spiritual world, and where he turns his gaze towards it he only sees illusions. He cannot recognize the truth because he lacks the power of realization for it, which can only be gained through loving activity. And thus it is seldom unusually unsuccessful to talk about spiritual subjects with people who stand in worldly wisdom, for they close themselves off and reject as long as they are not driven to love from within. My activity should certainly also be mentioned to them so that they will not remain without knowledge. Yet you will not be able to achieve more success because worldly knowledge usually contradicts your knowledge. A change in the attitude can certainly occur as soon as the human being becomes aware of the uselessness of worldly knowledge and lets his thoughts wander into the time that still lies ahead of him. As soon as he seriously thinks about death and raises the question, what will happen afterwards? What is the success of life on earth? Then doubts can arise as to the correctness of what he has held until now. His heart can become soft and receptive. He can feel impelled to work with love and also raise a slight understanding for truth which, depending on his way of life, can now deepen so that he no longer doubts the truth but believes. Science, however, mostly keeps its representatives on earth, provided that they lack working of love. Where love is a companion, the worldly knower will also be able to cultivate spiritual knowledge at the same time and unite both, because I enlighten the thinking of the one who is united with me through love and who will always walk in truth, spiritually and earthly. Yet you must carry out this examination if you preach my gospel. You must not allow yourselves to be distracted by seemingly clever contradictions. You must recognize whether the spirit of love speaks from them, and you will also recognize it. You will feel it where love is lacking and also have understanding for their rejection if you remember my words. Then you must not become discouraged or abandon yourselves to the impression of their words but know that it is not possible otherwise. That understanding can never be there. And this is why error is so widespread in the world, because people no longer know love, because they are only worldly minded and lack all understanding. Yet I still try to win a few for the truth and therefore send you amongst people to whom you are to convey it. And therefore you should be eagerly active in spreading it and know that it is always my will when you speak. Even if you receive little attention or have little success. Amen.